If it's happening in footy,
jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let you get Jay-Z in.
All right,
and talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, here he is.
Hello, Jim.
Jeez, you're looking a bit better than when I last saw you.
No, I was flat last week.
I flew in from Adelaide, had to turn around here and then get to the ground.
Yes.
And I ran into Jay-Z. You weren't sounding good.
No.
And fair to say you weren't looking good.
No.
You didn't work on the Sunday rub either.
No, that's because I had a half marathon to run. So I climbed off the canvas, Bill.
Did you do it?
You look at me and I know you think I'm not a very courageous type, but
no.
I had to dig deep,
and
real deep.
I wouldn't have thought you're a runner either, but you half marathon, did you do it?
I did it. We were facing 80-kilometer headwinds.
There'd be something.
So it was felt like there were times running past Kennet River to Apollo Bars, running up and down on the same spot.
Where'd you go from Lawn?
Now, Kennet River, half marathon, so that's half Kennet River to Apollo Bay. I did have a couple, and I take my hat off to these people, a couple of dead set grandpas charge past in the last 5Ks.
Jay-Z, if it's blowing that hard, are presenting that win with a fair bit of surface area.
That's true.
You're not slicing through it.
No, that's true, which makes it a particularly gritty performance.
Yeah, it's very gritty.
You know the energy gels that you're meant to only have like two of per day. Oh, I must have had about nine of them.
Oh, good on you.
And then afterwards you go to Apollo Bay Hotel.
Oh, lovely.
And just a couple off the wood.
Nice and windy there would have been.
Very windy.
I think we got some audio from DSL, have we, Reps?
Saturday, Rob. We're live from midday with JB, Bernie Vince, Billy Brownless, Damien Barrett at Marvel Stadium. And I'll be joined by Cam Zuha. Live in the box ahead of North Melbourne versus Sydney game. There's a lot to unpack in this one. My voice has absolutely packed it in. Thanks for putting up with me. It is Jay, Joey, Kath. We missed Joey, Jay, Lemo and Kath. We missed, oh my God.
A special shout out to the Zuha.
Oh, no. I'd raise the white flag at that point.
Put the flag up. That's when I saw you, I reckon, just after that.
You call Cameron Zuha
Zoo
all the time.
He is the Zoo, yep.
And it threw me. I was all over the place.
All right, now, big day. Mm. This at Hawthorn, he's enormous with what's happened with Damien Hardwick and, of course, the Hawthorn CEO moments ago.
Yeah, so another casualty of this Hawthorn racism investigation. The CEO, Justin Reeves, has resigned from his post. He's been there for 5 years. But what this racism investigation has done is has put an enormous stress and strain and pressure on key people around it. And Justin Reeves, it had just become too much for him. So similar to Alistair Clarkson last week when he stood down as North Melbourne coach, Justin Reeves said the pressure around this racism investigation become suffocating, and to the point where now he's going to take a break, focus on his well-being and his mental health, take some time away from the game. I think he might be headed to Europe. So Hawthorn is on the lookout for a new chief executive, and you think that would be a pretty appealing job, Jim, in the light of it's got plenty of corporate support.
Oh, yeah.
It's about to move into a world-class new facility there
at
Dingley.
Where are they at with that?
That is about 18 months away.
Right.
That new facility. Mm-hmm. But they've secured, I don't know, $100 million in funding, like to build something that's going to be pretty flush for its men and women's program.
Tell me, while we're on Hawthorn, what did you think of Luke Hodge coming out very strongly in criticism of Jeff Kennett and his tweet?
I must admit, when I saw the Jeff Kennett tweet praising Damien Hardwick for the circumstances in which he stood down as Richmond coach, I thought he was having a dig at Alistair Clarkson.
It did read like that.
Reading between the lines, you know, it enhances his legacy. You know, he stepped away at the right time. Obviously, it was an absolute mud match with Alistair Clarkson when he left Hawthorn. So I thought that was Kennett taking a pot shot at Clarkson.
Hodgie didn't miss him.
Did not miss him.
What did Hodgie say? I didn't see it.
He just said he
nailed him.
Did he? Right. Yeah,
absolutely. Said that's poor.
Poor tweet.
Yep.
But I thought the same thing. I thought he was having a crack at Clarkson. So, look, this is a real new start for Hawthorn, isn't it? They've got the Sam Mitchell, who's a relatively new coach. They've got a fresh young list.
Andy Gowers.
They've got a new president. So, I mean, amid reports last week that the Hawthorn investigation is going to fall over.
Yeah.
At the top level, you'd think there would still be some court action on both sides there, potentially. Certainly, Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan could be looking at one of the great defamation cases of all time. So there is still a bit to play out, I think, from a court perspective, which could drag on for years. But we are really waiting any day now for the official AFL investigation run by that independent panel to potentially fall over.
Mm.
But it has been a big week for news, and in particular, we mentioned the coaches.
That shock you yesterday with Damien Hardwick?
Well, 3 weeks ago, Bill, he's at a press conference,
yep.
And a journo asks him if he's still got the players. Steam come out of his ears. He's going to knock his lights out. So we're all thinking, right, he's up for the fight.
Yep.
But then when Ryan Mansell's shot drifted wide in the last couple of minutes in the clash against Essendon, the Tigers fall out of finals contention, you would think. And then he makes the self-decision to step aside. So they'll come to a financial arrangement. Now, Damien Hardwick with 3 premierships, and maybe this is completely obvious, but he's looms so large for Gold Coast right now.
Mm.
The Suns have got 2 games in Darwin, in the NT over the next 2 weeks, which will be crucial for their season. But you think with Damien Hardwick, his premiership experience, I think his partner Alex has got some family in Queensland. Ooh. You go up there, you get out of the Melbourne bubble, you get the sun on your back, you got a list there which has got a lot of potential and has underachieved over the last 10, 11, 12 years.
Yep.
You would think he's at a perfect spot. But surely, Jim, Port Adelaide don't bugger this up on Ken Hinckley. How would you play it?
Well, what do you mean, re-signing Ken Hinckley?
Does he deserve that?
7 in a row.
Would you get a bit of paper?
On the ladder.
Why is Koshy saying we're going to wait till...
Well, I don't know.
Well, they both decided on that. That's what Koshy is saying.
But things have changed.
I know. They have very well for Kenny, you would have thought.
And they've got a real good run home, Port Adelaide, too. The back half of their season is really good from a scheduling point of view. I can't see them missing the top 4.
No.
They'd have to fall over from here, and there's nothing saying that's going to happen.
You'd get that contract worked out pretty.
Top 4.
You would have seen it up.
Straight away.
And you look at that midfield. So Kenny's thinking, well, all right, maybe a 4-year deal or something like that. You look at that midfield and you see what Zach Butters is doing. See what Jason Owen Francis and Connor Rosie is doing.
Drew
as well. Houston. Maybe Bergman comes back to Victoria, maybe St Kilda. But that you look at that next 4 years and you think the window's right open. Is it?
You've got to be careful with that.
What?
Look at West Coast Eagles. Sides do drop off very, very quickly.
Yeah, but isn't the midfield profile absolutely sweet?
Yeah, I know that. We all say that, and I'm sure West Coast.
We go to the break. I'm just going to read you what Luke Hodge said.
Yes, please.
The last part of that was a pointed shot at a former coach, who's done so much for Jeff Kennett's footy club. There was no need for him to put that bit in at the end. Anyone with half a brain could realise he was having a dig at Clarko. I thought it was very, very poor taste from someone who should know better.
Ooh, whack.
That's not missing him.
No.
Yeah. I like that, by the way, from Luke Hodge. Yeah. He's a senior statesman in the game, Hodgie. Yep.
Jeff has fallen out with a few at all.
He hasn't had a great 7 months, Jeff.
No.
I'm actually a fan. But
a few people have fallen out with people at Hawthorn.
Yes, they need have a...
They need a love in.
We are taking a break.
Yes.
We're going to have a look at Richmond's list next. We're going to look at Carlton. There were lots still to come with
Jay-Z. He's back with us this week and he's on fire. More with the great man next on the Rush Hour. Triple M. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Jay Clark has stuck around. There is a lot of footy to chat about, Jay.
So with the great Damien Hardwick leaving Richmond, where does it leave them? We know they've got an interim coach, but where the health of their list and what is everyone thinking about them going forward?
You speak to list managers, various recruiters and player managers about the state of Richmond's list. They all think like it's an extraordinary opportunity for its new coach. So yes, there's a question mark probably on the under-22s. And they haven't got their first round draft pick this year. So there's still, you know, the guys like Judson Clark, Ryan Mansell, Sam Banks, Tom Brown, you know, Thompson Dow. There's still, you know, still some question marks around these guys and how good they're going to be. But when you look at that midfield in particular, Bill, I mean, Tim Taranto, Shea Bolton, Jacob Hopper, Liam Baker, Jaden Short as well, you know, like Daniel Rioli could win their best and fairest this year. There is a lot of A-grade talent.
Tom Lynch, got to get him back.
That'd be nice. Josh Gibkiss is a player who can join forces back there with Noah Bolter and Jeremy Cameron at the weekend. Nathan Broad, of course.
Yes, Broad.
So they look at this. You speak to people yesterday and they go, there's 8 or 10 potential A-graders on this list. So there's enough there to be really competitive. You think they play round one, Richmond play Carlton round one next year, you look at that midfield. They can go head-to-head with the Blues and Patrick Cripps and co and potentially knock them off. So normally when new coaches take over clubs, you know, Hawthorn, the next one at West Coast, etc., GWS, often it's a bit of a rebuild. North Melbourne, clearly. So
Leon Cameron?
Do you think he'd be a chance?
No, he will want to coach again. And I thought he was very good at GWS.
Was the knock was always a little bit of, did he have the absolute leading strategy? Was he the master tactician?
I think he got him to a granny and got him into a final series, I think 5 out of 6 years. Very, very good man.
Yep.
And steady.
Yep.
So I don't know. I'm just saying I'm looking around.
Is a big spruik on Justin Lepich. The people at Collingwood think he has played a big key part in their performance this year. So Lepich is a second time around. You think he would have to be strongly considered.
Right. Carlton,
so some good options there.
Sydney, Marnbrook, Friday night is enormous.
Massive game. And the intrigue around the Ruck stocks, I think, only increased on the back of a 4-year deal for Mark Pitney. Mm. So he's 26 years old.
4 years.
4 years was long, isn't it?
So where does that leave? And I asked this in the first hour, and you didn't answer me. Tom DeConing.
No, I did. I asked if he was a frontline ruckman, or is he more a pinch-hitting ruckman who can play somewhere else like his brother?
Well, that's the query. And I think he'll meet with his manager probably round 15. So in 3 or 4 weeks, they'll draw the curtain back a little bit on his position, Harry Himmelberg as well. But the thing is at Carlton, in terms of his role, so if he's not the first ruckman, and he's not the first and second banana in the forward line, where's his best position?
Back. Centre half back.
Yeah,
well, that means. But Vossi's been reluctant to give him that opportunity, hasn't he? He's got Lewis Young and
but
Jacob Wiedering.
He's got to play him.
He hasn't been.
Well, he's missed a couple. He had concussion. He come back one, I think. So you'd think he plays this week.
You would think so.
Yes, yeah.
And Sydney are very interested in Sam DeConing as well. So that is certainly interesting. I think Mark Pitney, some of the logic behind the 4-year deal potentially is if it's a back-ended deal. So if he's on, say, $1.6 million over 4 years, you can back-end a big chunk of that money in the third and fourth year.
Right.
So pay him, say, $200,000. For example, in year one, year two, and then 400, 400 in year three and year four, which gives them a bit more scope.
Mark Pittens.
Pittney.
For 200.
Well, but if you can back end it.
Yeah, I know.
That's what gives you some scope.
Well, you can't live on 200.
Well, you know what I mean. 250, 750. So I think that takes off some of the pressure so they can potentially.
I think you can live on 200, Bill.
Yeah.
Quite comfortably.
Yes.
But an AFL footballer.
But it's a big game for the Blues, isn't it?
It is.
And you think with Sydney's depleted backline, so that Tommy McCartan's going to miss again with a concussion?
Well, they've got no backman. Dane Rampey's still out with that neck. It's been a while. Paddy's not there. Tom's not there.
Yep.
And they're up against Carlton, of course, who have got some big forwards. So interesting to see what happens. Aaron Francis was thrown back there last week.
And Lewis Malekin's an option. They can't lose this Carlton, can they, Jim? Like, you know, the media bus will come hard. If it's not already parked at Icon Park, if they lose to Sydney this week or only just got over the line against Georgie Wardlaw or your mob, that certainly Carlton will be given the backline injury. Surely they have to win this weekend. So, you know, that's going to be a massive talk.
St Kilda?
Yeah, so they're going to be very, in 3 months' time when the trade period really ramps up. I think the Saints will be front and centre on the trade front.
What are they looking for?
Well, they like Sam DeConing, obviously, if they can pry him out of
Sam or Tom?
Sorry, Tom. Excuse me.
Out
of Carlton. Paddy Dow.
Yes.
Who's racking up 40 possessions in the VFL. Can't get a senior game. Miles Bergman.
Burgo.
Is the other one at Port Adelaide, who is dynamic on some punch and some power of halfback flank.
Wow.
And I just wonder also whether St Kilda kid, because they don't necessarily have a whole heap of high picks. They want top-end talent. So I just wonder whether they'll get involved in one of these sort of salary dump pick purchase situations. So Geelong last year got Jack Bowes out of Gold Coast and got pick 7 as well. I reckon St Kilda is a club who will look to take a player like that who could come with a high pick. And then they take their salary off Gold Coast.
So they got
books.
The money.
All right. Yeah. So what about the West Coast Eagles? Looking odds on to end up with Harley Reid.
Yes.
Do they trade Harley Reid and try and turn, what do they call, a generational talent into 3 or 4 first round picks?
Yes.
What happens there?
I think the success of Jinbi and to a lesser extent Hewitt. Like, Jinbi looks like an absolute beast. Yeah. I think if they can find the local products and a spread of talent in that first round, if they're getting those three picks, I think they'd seriously consider it. And because West Coast is a club who needs bulk picks, yep, top-end talent, and if they can find another couple of Jinbi's calibre, then why wouldn't we? And I know we're talking about Harley Reid as a generational talent.
Yes.
It would be a huge
but
call.
But in 2 years' time, he might want to come back to home anyway.
Well, so therefore, and don't for a second think I've spoken to anyone, because yes, I haven't, Jay-Z. No. But North Melbourne then would be a target for that, because they've got two first-rounders in this coming draft and are likely to have probably two or three and then 13 or whatever Port have, 14.
Yep.
So there's someone that you can go to and say, righto, if you want Harley Reid bad enough, we're taking your other two.
Yes.
I mean, but if that's how quickly you need to rebuild your list, you've got to find a club that's going to do the deal.
And I think the go-home factor is becoming a bigger issue for clubs. Like, GWS openly admitted last year that they couldn't take several players because they just told them in the interview that I'm coming home.
Who's Harley Reid's manager?
Nick Geeshan at Paul Connors.
Okay. Oh, so that's Connors, D'Orazio, all those very, very Nipsey type setups.
Operators.
Oh, they'll be doing deals, Jay-Z.
Yes.
Deals.
Yes. And here's a bums on seats man, Harley Reid. So if he made his way, whether it's to Hawthorn or North Melbourne or Melbourne, he would be a dusty else? Man.
Right. I like that, Jay-Z. Oh. That's a nice helping from you.
You like that, Jim?
Good.
Okay. Blank.
Well, he's ripped through them all.
And a circle he's drawn.
You can hear Jay-Z as part of Dead Set Legends and the Sunday Rub as well. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.